AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The sentence is 2 years in prison for former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter. She shot and killed Dante Wright, a black man, during a traffic stop. Before the sentence was read, Potter spoke to Wright's mother.
Katie, I understand a mother's love, and I am sorry I broke your heart. My heart is broken for all of you.
Katie Wright later said the sentence was as if her son was murdered all over again. She pointed out Potter cried in court.
White women tears trumps.
Wow.
Trumps justice. And I thought my white women tears would be good enough because they're true and genuine.
The sentence was below the guidelines. Wright was killed after Brooklyn Center officers pulled him over after having expired license tags and an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. When asked about Western warnings of an invasion of Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he didn't pay it any mind. A humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling, and pro-Russian rebels evacuated civilians from the conflict zone. In Munich, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to Baltic leaders.
I recognize the threats at this moment, historically and going forward, to our friends, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. We stand with you. I am here personally to say that. We stand with you.
Shelling and shooting are common along the line that separates Ukrainian forces and the rebels. A bill in California would allow private citizens to go after gun makers in the same way Texas allows them to target abortion providers. A pileup involving about 100 cars, trucks, and big rigs during a blinding snowstorm shut down a 17-mile stretch of interstate in central Illinois for a second day. State police say Interstate 39 north of Bloomington remains closed. This is AP News. Millions of Britons are being told to cancel travel plans because of weather.
The UK's weather forecasting service says Storm Eunice is likely to cause significant disruption and dangerous conditions with gusts that may exceed 90 miles per hour and fears of flying debris. The Met Office has issued red warnings that indicates a danger to life for parts of both southwest England and southeast England, including London, while the Environment Agency has issued 10 severe flood warnings, another indicator of life-threatening weather conditions. London Mayor Sadiq Khan wants Londoners to stay at home, not to take risks, and avoid travelling unless absolutely essential. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Vitaly Borker, convicted a decade ago for cheating online eyeglass customers and harassing some of them, was arrested for a third time, accused of resuming internet-based criminal behavior soon after getting out of prison. Ed Donahue, AP News.